Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. A Juneau man is still missing after the boat he was on sank near Clark's Point in Bristol Bay yesterday. Alaska State Troopers are continuing their search for 59-year-old John Phillips. However, the Coast Guard has suspended its role in the search. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game says the capsized 58-foot fishing vessel Pacific Knight is leaking fuel. It went down the Nooshigak Commercial Fishing District, where salmon fishing is underway. The department is advising commercial fishermen there to move away from the accident site. It warns the fuel could contaminate fish and fishing gear. Tim Sands is the area management biologist.
I don't have a good concept of how far and how fast this can spread. And I don't want to close the whole bay, but we definitely want to make people aware that there is fuel spilling, and especially for the set nets in the close proximity, advise you to pull your gear, relocate if you can somewhere else.
Sands says Fish and Game will continue to monitor the situation. It's announcing the spill to fishermen over VHF and local radio. According to troopers, the cause of the accident is still under investigation. A former Alaska Airlines pilot who flew a passenger plane while drunk has been sentenced to a year and a day in federal prison. 63-year-old David Hans Arntzen of Newport Beach, California, was also fined $10,000 yesterday. Back in 2014, Arntzen flew an Alaska Airlines flight from San Diego to Portland, Oregon, and then piloted a second plane from Portland back down to John Wayne Airport in Southern California. After landing there, he underwent random testing that found his blood alcohol level was more than three times the legal limit for pilots. U.S. District Court Judge Carmack Carney says Arntzen engaged in a very dangerous offense. Arntzen retired and his pilot's license was revoked. The director of the Tanana Chiefs Conference Village Public Safety Officer Program has been charged with leaving the scene of an accident and criminal mischief. Alaska State Troopers report that 41-year-old Jody Potts of Fairbanks used her truck to push a car, blocking her from getting out of a parking spot at the Tanana Lakes Recreation Area on July 4th. Potts drove off, but a witness followed her and then contacted troopers. Potts is a rural public safety leader and has been a keynote speaker at the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention. Asked if Potts is still on the job, the spokesperson for a Tanana Chiefs Conference says the organization does not comment on personnel matters. And a correction and clarification to a story that we aired yesterday. The last day of work for outgoing Juneau School Superintendent Mark Miller is August 15th, not another date that was previously reported. Where the forecast for the capital city calls for cloudy skies for the rest of the day today and tonight, with low tonight about 50 degrees and partly sunny skies expected for tomorrow and Saturday. High tomorrow and Saturday should be about 70 degrees.